couple years ago, I believe it was when I was first ordained a priest. I could be wrong on this. So maybe about 6 or 7 years ago, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the patron saint of parish priests, St. John Vianney. I can relate to St. John Vianney. Yeah, he flunked out of seminary, so that speaks to me already. Speaks to Monsignor Doman, too, very much so. He wasn't really considered much of a prospect, so to speak. So they sent him off to a little town in France called Ars, A-R-S. And it's from there, something about him that started to attract thousands and thousands of people. People used to wait for days to go to him for confession. One time when he first came to the church, the neighbors were asking about him, and one of the neighbors saw him in the church praying and went back and told the other neighbors, "This one is different." I bring him up because St. John Vianney once said that the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. Very simple. The love of the heart of Jesus. Today, we see the interpretation of what the heart of Jesus is. We see the interpretive key in the Last Supper Discourse, and we're also going to see it on Good Friday, the heart of Jesus. In fact, Jesus once told, St. Faustina, I believe it is. It could be St. Mary as well, but I believe it was St. Faustina, that the reason why the soldier pierced the side and the blood and water flowed out of his side, the reason why they did that was so that his sacred heart could be exposed to the world. So the heart of Jesus. Being a priest means to love the heart of Jesus. So here in the beginning of John's Gospel of the Last Supper Discourse, Jesus, as I said in Palm Sunday, is in control of everything. He's in complete control. He wants to do this. He knows it's going to happen, and he freely chooses this. The people only arrest him and put him to death because he lets it happen. So here's a man who knows what's coming to him. And yet, because he is the Son of God, and because his whole mission is for the salvation of souls, he decides to take off his outer garment, put a towel around his waist, and begin to wash the feet of the disciples. These are his last actions. So think about it. If you know you're going to die, what are your last actions going to be? Me, it will probably be self-centered things, right? Take foreign trips, eat expensive meals, punch Monsignor Doman in the face, okay? These last actions, and maybe you too would think this way, right? If you know you're going to die, your last actions would, let's face it, maybe I'm the only one, I don't know, I could be wrong on this, that our last actions would be to serve us, to do the things that we've always wanted to do, to travel the world. The heart of Jesus gets down on his knees and washes the dirtiest part of the human body, that of the feet. There's so many symbolisms to that. It's a symbolism of service, absolutely. It's also a symbol of the incarnation. God takes off the outer garment of his divinity and wraps around the towel of our humanity and walks the earth and suffers and struggles just like us. It's also a sacramental imagery, especially the sacrament of baptism. Baptism is all about washing away our sins. Before you can receive the Eucharist, you got to be baptized. Before they can partake in the Eucharist, they have to have their feet washed. It's a sign of the humility of Jesus Christ. The powerful greatness of God becomes a servant. Jesus goes to the feet, to the part of the body that treads on the earth, that treads in the world, and picks up all the crud of the world. You know, in John's gospel, when he talks about the world, he talks about the world that is afflicted by sin. So the part of the body that touches the world, the crud, is just a gesture of us so often being part of the ways of the world, that is, the ways of the fallen world. And it brings us a lot of shame and guilt. We beat ourselves up. And that's exactly where he wants to go. Right there. As I said many times before, we think that in the spiritual life we have to get it right first before we can grow in our relationship with God. But it's so backwards because it relies solely on our own efforts. No, Christ cleanses us. He gets rid of the junk and then elevates us to his divine life. He goes to our brokenness. That's where he works. That's where he wants to go. He wants to go to the shame, the guilt, places of our sins. That's where he wants to go. Because he's God. And he loves us. And that is his heart. It's not about being perfect. It's about letting God love you in those ways where we're most afraid to be loved. Just like in Peter. No, Lord, you can't wash my feet. I will not let you do this. And what does he say? You have no part of the kingdom unless I go there. Unless you let me wash the feet, you have no part in this kingdom. We have to let him there. It's a must. So often, people ask me to pray, or you say, well, we pray for priests, and I sincerely appreciate that. If you're going to pray for something in particular, pray that the increase of the love of the heart of Jesus increases in me and in my brother priest. That's what the world needs. We need more people like that of the model of St. John Vianney. The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. And we need more of that in our lives. So if you're going to pray for that, I ask that you pray that the increase of that love of his heart increases within us. May God bless you.